Oh, no, I've got a bit of a treat, guys. Michael Bublé has joined us and is sticking around.
As punters, as everyday punters, I think we live our life through you vicariously to see, because you know what, you've never taken any of this for granted, but, you know, even on this new album, you've got some Paul McCartney covers on there as well. And I was reading an article recently saying that Paul McCartney's manager rang you saying that we need to work together. Like, I mean, there must be moments like that where that blow your mind.
I wish it was like that, but yeah. The manager basically said, "There's this. We hear you're doing a record,
yeah.
And there's a song Paul wrote called 'My Valentine.' We think you'd do a great job at it." And that was it. They didn't want to work with me.
No.
They put that out there and said, "We think you're a nice guy," because I'd met Paul before. He's a beautiful guy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Well, I love the song, but it would be great to have Paul produce. It could really help me."
Yeah.
And then I put together awesome. This demo and sent it to them, and then he called.
Wow.
I was driving down Sunset, and this 404 number came up, and I said, "Hello," and this beautiful voice said, "Hi, it's Paul Mac." And I said, "I said, hey, it's Mike Boob." I didn't know what else to say. But it was so cool. And he's everything that you hope and you wish that he could be. And he's a genius, man. He's a wonderful musician. He was just awesome. Working with him, you just learn a ton.
Because when you meet someone like Paul McCartney, I would think I'd be hanging off every word, and you'd almost, because it's such royalty, especially in your field, you'd be thinking, what am I going to take from this? Yes. Like, did Paul McCartney share any secret of life?
Yeah.
Where you went home and you went, oh, now I've got the key. I understand everything because the God of Paul McCartney just spoke to me.
Well, thank God he did. I'm actually in the Illuminati now.
You are?
As well. So every interview, I just have to start with a triangle and an I just to make. No.
You haven't changed at all.
You know what's really funny? So what's really funny is that I was so sensitive to his time, and I did not want to, you know, so
sure.
Paul McCartney, I don't want. So we did the thing, and I'm singing, and he's producing in the studio. I've got 100 musicians around me, and I'm singing the thing, and beautiful conductors conducting. And when we felt we had it, I said to him, "Thank you so much." I said, "I think we got it, you know? I think we're good." And he looked at me, and he said, like, "Well, what are you, can I, do you want to hang? Do you want to stay and hang?" And I was like,
"Wow.
Yeah, of course." And he said, like, "Oh, good. Like, I thought you were kicking me out." I said, like, no, Sir Paul, no.
Stay here
and he
forever.
Said, "Well, can I..." Yeah, he goes, "Can I bring my wife to hang and listen?" And I was
"Wow!"
It was so cool. You know what? He's a human being. He's just a human being.
And you're just awkwardly flirting with him.
Yes. And it is weird because you do sit there and you have those moments where you're talking to somebody and they're talking to you, but you're just looking at them.
Yep. Deep inside.
And you're just going, oh my God.
What are we going to say next?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. What a great story.
This is so good. Yeah. Mate, it is so good. The new single, we're loving it here. I'll Never Not Love You. And the
Thank
new
you.
Out, is it, so Higher's going to be out at the end of March. Is that right, Michael?
Yeah, that's right. The record's out, and then I'm going to come. I'm not allowed to tell you when the tour is, apparently. I'm not allowed to give firm dates. I'm coming home.
Yes!
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I hope I can come and visit you guys.
Mate, we'd love you to come in here. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I can't. When you see me, then too, because it's going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
You wait, because I'm going to get so much Botox and stuff. I'm going to look good.
I'm just going to look out for that Illuminati triangle.
I'm not going to be able to come to do the Illuminati. I won't be able to move, but still, it's so good to be with you.
Oh, we can't wait for you to arrive, mate.
We love you, Michael Bublé. Actually,
I love you more.
How are you going? I mean, you showed us how you came into the interview, but how are you going to leave the interview? This is what we need to work out from prison.
I invested in an elevator, just because I always... When you come in the stairs, that's fine.
Yeah,
but now, because I have the goods, and now I'm a very wealthy man. Just let me just... Good night, everybody. Thank you guys
you,
for having me.
And
all the best.
Down he goes.
This shit's broken. What the hell? Why? Jesus! No, dude!
It's going up and down.
Oh, for God's sake. All right, guys. Well, I just want to thank you guys so much for having me. I hope you all enjoy Higher.
You want a really slow trampoline?
Roller coaster.
Oh, Jesus.
It's getting sick.
Oh, God, my legs are killing me. Oh, Jesus.
Thanks, buddy.
Michael Boob,
Thanks,
love
guys.
You, mate. See you, buddy.
Have a great day.
See you, legend. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.